Now joined by head coach Melissa Graves, junior Caitlin Weimer following BU's 77-70 win over Army West Point. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement on the win.
Just a gritty win. You know, we came into this knowing the next three games, this game and the next two, all these teams are playing for the two seed, so everyone's going to come out with their best. So we knew this was going to be, you know, a hard-fought win. We know Army's, you know, they're a tough team. They rebound the heck out of the basketball, those sorts of things. So we knew what it was going to be, and I thought we really held it together. We didn't come out in the third the way I think we wanted to, but we talked about in the huddle we just needed to win the fourth, and we did by one. So we did what we needed to do. Not every win is pretty, you know, on the defensive side, but I think we did what we had to do to get it done.
We'll open up to questions from the media. If you could introduce yourself and your publication when you ask your first question, we'll start off with you, Charlie.
Charlie DeMatteo, WTV Sports. You have such a phenomenal season. How important, especially early in games, is your energy levels? That's something I noticed today. Bench, everybody on the floor. How important is maintaining that energy to start games?
Yeah, I mean, it's really crucial. We want to be able to maintain that for 40 minutes, but especially at the start and then the finish, and we talk about what our goals are for the quarters. I think especially we've talked about after winning the regular season what these three games mean. And it's not just now we get to cruise and we're not finished. We still have business to take care of. We still want to work on what we need to work on adjustments, and have a really good momentum going into conference play, into tournament play, I should say. So these games really do matter. You know, it's not like, hey, we won the conference, so we can kind of step back a little bit. We still want to be able to fight and to improve and to continue to work on building toward a championship.
Annika Morris, Daily Free Press. This is a little bit different, but what does the play for K-Night mean to you guys?
So it means a lot. I mean, we talked about it in the pregame. Our freshmen didn't know who K-Yao was, so we kind of talked about that a little bit, and just the history of it. But we all had signs, I don't know if you guys noticed, of who do we play for. And so it's just a piece of playing for something bigger than ourselves. There are a lot of things we can be playing for program-wise, trying to make history, trying to break records, those sorts of things, trying to get ready for tournament play. But this is even bigger than that, where cancer has affected every single person in our program as far as someone we know or has touched somebody that we know. So we talked about like what our fight looks like today, and those sorts of things, and what can we do with the opportunity that we have and not take it for granted, and play every moment in the moment and be grateful for that moment. So that was kind of the things that we talked about in the pregame.
Caitlin, obviously a monster game tonight, but it was a physical game, especially for you down low. How do you deal with that? You know, when there are fouls being called left, right, and center on both ends, you know, the crowd's not liking it. How do you, you know, maintain your cool in such a physical game?
Well, I mean, coming into the game, we knew it was going to be physical. Army is a physical team. They have, they're very good at rebounding, so we were prepared for that. So I think just being able to stay composed and just try your best to keep the next play mentality and to just keep on going, I would say that's the way that I stay composed and deal with the physicality, so.
Yeah, what were you trying to do against Army? Like, how were you planning to attack against that kind of style play?
So offensively, what we're trying to do is attack the paint. Last time we played them, I think we had 42 paint points, which is a lot of paint points. So today we had 50. We were trying to get points in the paint as far as getting the ball inside. I thought Caitlin and Marin did a great job. Caitlin couldn't be guarded today, obviously. And even rebounding-wise, I thought Marin had four big O-boards and finishes for us. We were able to get to the free throw line that way. And the guards did a good job of attacking the paint as well and trying to get downhill. So that was a big key for us that I think was one of the best things we executed today, was getting paint points. And obviously it was over half our points. So.
Maggie Pina has been a phenomenal player for you guys for years now, but I thought today all around, she, like you said, your guys' game plan was to get to the paint. She did that, you know, she did a great job that tonight. What can you say about her overall performance? Not just scoring, but rebounding. She had a big offensive rebound at the end of the game.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest things about Maggie this year that has been different from the past. One is she's really honed in on the defensive side of the ball. In the past, even last year, I would not have said she's one of our good defenders, and now she's been guarding the best player, and she's been guarding the point guard and hassling the point guard, and that's been really key for us. And she's someone that will go out and really bust people up. We talk about busting up and really affecting their offense. So she's done a great job of that. I think today especially, she wasn't hitting the three, which she normally does. So she's also developed the ability to put the ball on the floor. And that wasn't the case last year or the years before. So I think those are two aspects of her game that she's really grown tremendously in. And I thought she did a great job of both of those tonight, attacking the rim and then defending the basketball.
We'll take two more questions.
Do you guys want to talk about how you tied a program record for most conference wins?
I mean, we've started off the season with a lot of goals. One of them was to just win, like, obviously win Patriot League and then stay undefeated at home. So we prioritize that every single day. We do goals before practice. So I think keeping that mindset has really helped us be able to reach that goal. So I mean, everybody wants to win so badly. We have five seniors, so everyone is playing for them and each other. So I think we're just in a really great mindset, and then we also work really hard. So yeah, I think that's the main point. So
yeah, last one for Caitlin. What's the mood like amongst you guys? I mean, we can see it, it's palpable, the energy you guys have on the bench. What's the mood like?
It's great, honestly. I haven't played on a team with so much chemistry and so much just love for each other. We constantly just want to win for obviously for ourselves in the program, but for each other, we put in so much work. And I think everybody knows on the team, at least, that for everything we've done, we deserve a championship. So it's been a really great mentality and a really great energy, especially when we're playing. Like, we all love game day. So I think mood has been amazing, and it's been really fun, and it's been good, yeah.